This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. A Wisconsin hydrologist will discuss new efforts to map Bayfield County's groundwater during this month's Science on Tap program in Ashland. According to the Ashland Daily Press, Grace Graham with the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey will present a program called Bayfield County Groundwater Investigations from Rain and Snowmelt to Lake Superior on Tuesday, June 16th. The presentation will cover work to map the county's groundwater, including development of a hydro atlas and an inventory of artesian wells. Organizers say the project also complements research into connections between underground aquifers and Lake Superior's coastal wetlands. They say the work combines newer mapping methods with well construction records to help researchers better understand groundwater conditions and identify potential risks to groundwater quality and quantity. The free presentation begins at 6:30 p.m. at the Alley in Ashland and will include an opportunity for audience questions. More information is available through the Superior Rivers Watershed Association. Students from Northwood Technical College's Ashland and Rice Lake campuses earned multiple top national placements at the 2026 Business Professionals of America National Leadership Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. According to a press release, the conference brought together students from across the country to demonstrate technical knowledge and professional skills in business, technology, finance, and healthcare-related fields. Among the top finishers was Rice Lake student Amy Drain, who earned a first-place national finish in health insurance and medical billing. Ashland student Anthony Justich earned second place in database applications and third place in ethics and professionalism. Rice Lake students Evan Sensenig and Catherine Hegg also earned top seven national placements in several accounting, office administration, and business-related events. Northwood Tech officials say the results reflect the hands-on learning opportunities available through the college's programs. More information about Northwood Technical College programs is available at northwoodtech.edu. For Northwood's News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Major concerns about housing, healthcare, transportation, and social isolation are mounting for seniors across Wisconsin, and they're calling on lawmakers to act. That's according to a grassroots coalition coined as the Senior Empowerment Project. Volunteer Marge Rogenbach says they're seeing a consistent theme across both urban and rural communities. Many older adults lack the resources to age in place.
People would like to stay in their homes. That's not always feasible. We don't have enough staff for our nursing homes, so I don't know how we can possibly have enough staff that are helping people stay in their homes when they need help, but it is a priority.
Rogenbach says many are also worried about being able to keep up with property taxes and maintenance for their homes. The group's planning an event in Baraboo in July to advocate for funding. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says the company's new data center in Wisconsin is a model for reducing impact on the environment. Speaking at Microsoft Build 2026, Nadella says their Racine County facility will only use the same amount of water as a single restaurant would over the course of a year. Pizza Hut is bringing back a dining experience familiar to many 80s babies nationwide. Over 150 locations owned by Yum! Brands are being remodeled to reflect the chain's 1990s dining room aesthetic. The retro dining rooms are coming to a handful of Wisconsin Pizza Huts, including those in Rice Lake, Black River Falls, and Platteville. And the DNR is asking for public input as it updates its list of Great Lakes beaches ahead of the summer season. The DNR reviews the beach list each year to help determine which beaches receive water quality monitoring. Officials say the monitoring program helps local health departments test for elevated E. coli bacteria levels and notify the public if water conditions become unsafe. More information and proposed beach list updates are available on the DNR website. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Giants wrapping up their four-game series in Milwaukee today. The crew losing last night 1-0, despite a solid showing from Brewers lefty Robert Gasser trying to get a spot in the starting rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. At the end of the day, you know, you gotta put up results, and you know, the team's here to win games. Obviously, tonight was a tough one, but I feel like, again, that was a right step in the right direction. So hopefully keep stacking some games and keep pounding the zone and limiting walks.
NFL interceptions dropped off last season for the Packers defense in 2025. What will it take to get more picks in 2026?
Yeah, you gotta seek the ball, man. I mean, it's so important to name the game after that. So you really gotta seek the football, your mind got to be on the football at all times. You know, you got to dream about it. You got to sleep with it. You got to smell it. It's all types of stuff like that. Ball got to be on your mind all the time.
That's Packers safety Javon Bullard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. More showers in the forecast for Friday with highs in the lower 80s.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.